We're learning Shmiras HaLoshen in Shahar Zechira Perek Hei. We started yesterday the first paragraph, and the topic of discussion is the Einshon Shel Baal Loshen Hara. The punishment of the Baal Loshen Hara, of the one who speaks Loshen Hara. Ure'ei Ad Heicha Nechmira Taira Betumas Metzaira. The Chafetz Chaim tells us that we have to see and understand to what degree the Torah is so machmir with the punishment of the tumas of tzara'as, which, as we know, one who speaks Lashon Hara, he receives tzara'as. So it's one of the issues, one of the punishments he gets. Shehu chomer yoyser, the tuma, the impurity of mitzayra is more chomer than the tumas of zov, ubal keri, with Tumei Meis, these are different types of Tumah. And the Tumah of Metzayra is even more Tumah than these three mentioned here. That of a Zov, a Balkari, and a Meis. She'ena roi lovoi af lamachane Yisrael. That the Tumah of a Metzayra is not even permitted to come into the Machane, the camp of Yisrael. K'moy she'nemar, as it says, Bodod yeshe mechutz lamachane moishavoi. That the Metzayra has to remain isolated, separated from all of society. V'amrinu hasam. Now, I just want to stop for a second because many times when we read and we learn from different Sfarim, sometimes the foreign concepts don't relate to us as much. It's important to, as Rav Volbi Zetzal says in his Sfarim and Ali Shor, he says that we have to use our koyach machshava, the ability of imagination. Imagination is not the best word over here, but the ability to visualize what that means. And as we'll discuss when it comes to Miriam in a few minutes, we have to visualize how, imagine everyone is invited to a stadium, right? This past summer there was the Sea of Mashas. Thousands and thousands and thousands upon thousands of people. Imagine everyone is all in there, and you hear the great excitement and enjoyment. Let me just make it a little better. They're serving delicious food, okay? Whatever you like, whatever. If you want fleishiks, they have fleishiks. If you want milchiks, they have separate section for milchiks. Whatever it is. And to really, really visualize this, you see on the screen, the big screen, there's this one person who's looking around and he's not invited inside. And there are pictures of this person by a security guard. It says, you know, it's like by the post office, you know, wanted. There's a picture of him and every single security entranceway is closed off and says he cannot come in. Bodod yeshe mechutz lamachaneh. He has to stay out mechutz lamachane. But it's not enough. It's not enough that the person has to just be by the sidewalk area where that stadium is. He can't even be by the parking lot section. He can't be anywhere within the vicinity. He has to be further out, all the way out. So he takes his telescope and he sees some excitement going on with the telescope. Binoculars aren't enough. He needs a telescope to really see. That's how far away he is. This is what we're talking about. Read in the paragraph again. He can't even come into the Machane Yisrael. He's totally far out. He's in a different zip code. The Metzayra has to remain isolated, separate from all of society. The Amrina Hassan, the Gemara in Erechin, tells us in Daf Tezayin, Man ishtana Metzayra, sh'omra Torah bada yeshev. What is so unique, what is different about this Metzayra that it says about him, bada yeshev, that he has to be separated, isolated from all of society? Answers the Gemara, this person, this Lashon Hara, Baal Lashon Hara, the one who speaks the Lashon Hara, What did he accomplish? You know what he accomplished? Hu hivdil ben ish l'ishtoi. He calls a separation between man, husband, and wife. He caused separation ben ish l'reyehu. He caused, with his lashon hara, one person to speak bad. He spoke bad about his friend, and they got upset at each other. Therefore, lefichach omra Torah, the Torah tells us, badad yihya moishavoy. It's mida kinegan mida. The Torah tells us he will dwell isolated, away from everyone else. It's mida kinegan mida, measure for measure. He caused separation, Hashem says, you will be separated. The Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, Yeshua ben Levi tells us, manishtana mitzayra, what's different about the specific mitzayra of his punishment is so severe. When we say manishtana, what's different? Meaning, why do we find such a severity of punishment specifically by the mitzayra? Shomra Torah yovitz shtei tziparim letar asay. He wants an atonement for his avera. The Torah says he has to bring shtei tziparim letar asay. Two birds for an atonement. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hashem says, Hu asa ma'aseh patit. He did a ma'aseh patit. So too, Yavi karban patit. He will bring a karban patit. What does a patit mean? What do birds do? They're always chirping. They're always talking. Patit, he was always talking. Constant chattering. Patit is constant chattering. He did a maisa patit. He was always talking, like we discussed by the Kelo Shaita. His mouth is open. He has to say something. So too, he will bring a Yavi Karban Patit. Now, in learning this, we must have thought, you know, those of you who haven't heard about the Chavetz Chaim, that he was a very quiet person. No one thinks such a thing. But that's not the case. They say, that the Chavetz Chaim, I was not alive. They say the Chavetz Chaim was always talking with Dibar Tabam, Lebed Dvar Mecherim, always talking in words of Torah. Just a little while ago, someone here showed me a Chavis Odom Bailomai, showed me a beautiful poem about he was inspired when he heard about the Petira, the passing of a certain individual. It inspired him to write a little poem about what is the person's life here in this world? What's his purpose? He writes that the purpose is Chavis Odom Bailomai is to learn Torah. It's one of the things he puts in the little poem. Very profound, straightforward, straight to the point. We have so many distractions, especially in this generation, when the distractions are attached to us on our belt or in our pocket. So it's very easy to be disturbed and misdirected in what our chova, what our obligation is. But when a person realizes my obligation is to learn, of course, we have to make parnasa, we have to do this and go buy food and take care of household items. But my obligation is to learn. So when the person realizes what his obligation is, so he makes sure, he speaks words of Torah. That's his obligation. Let's see further. V'garsinam v'sifri, amadich siv, the sifri elaborates on this that it says in Devarim Chav Dalet Ches, Hishomer b'nega hatzaras. Guard yourself from the nega, the affliction of tzaras. Uksib basrei, then it says afterwards, in Pasuk Tes, Zochor, remember, Eis Asher also, that which Hashem did, Hashem akecho le Miriam, Hashem your God to Miriam. So ask the Sifri, Ma'inin Zelazeh, what's the juxtaposition, what's the relationship between Hishomer B'nega Tzaras, guard yourself from Tzaras, and then the Pasuk says, Zohar is Hashem, also Hashem, what Hashem did, Hashem Lekecho, and Miriam to Miriam. Ela Melameid, come to teach us. Shalai Nensho, Ela Aloshin Hara. Why was Miriam, Hanaviyah, Miriam the Tzadekes, why was she punished? Because of the Loshin Hara. V'haloi dvarim kal v'chaymer. This is a kal v'chaymer. Ma Miriam, shaloi dibra elav achiyah hakata mimenu. Nensha, Miriam, who spoke on her younger brother. And she was punished. Hamadaber b'misha godol mimenu. Alachas kam v'kama. One who speaks about someone who is older than them, how much more so? They will also be punished. Davar Acher continues the Sifri. Uma Miriam, kishedibro lo shama isa shum birya. Other people didn't hear what Miriam was saying. She spoke between her and Aaron HaKohen, right? Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, El HaKadosh Baruch Hu bilvad. Kinish Nemar, Vayishma Hashem, the Pasuk says, Bamidbar Yud Beis Beis, Vayishma Hashem, Hashem heard. Kach Nensha, so too she was punished. Hamidaber Begnus Chaveroi Birabim, Al Chaskam V'kam, a person who speaks the Gnus Chaveroi, the disgrace of his friend Birabim, how much more so? How much more so?
What do we do?
Right, so David's raising a very important point, which, in fact, the Chavetz Chaim has a whole sefer, which Mitzvah Shem, we should be zoiche to all learn together, Zechor LeMiriam. He has a whole kuntras, a whole sefer, which he writes. I don't know if they put it out or not, but Zechor LeMiriam, which he elaborates on this topic, and he points out that she was speaking for constructive purposes, and she only loved him, and she only cared for him, and she was the same Miriam that years earlier, she was watching to make sure what's going to be. She was 5 years old. I mean, I have a five-year-old at home. You know, with my little children, you know, they're wonderful children, Baruch Hashem. So don't take this story in the wrong way. But so I have, my three-year-old runs full steam ahead. She comes to me, Abba, yes, very important. Put this high up so this other one can't get to it, you know. No, once it's high up, you can't get to it either. Right, now, how high are these three-year-olds, you know, right? You know, of course, they always share and this and that. Here you have a five-year-old who is checking to make sure that her little brother is in the basket. Who knows what's going to happen to him? All the other boys are being killed. Everything's out of love and positive intention, constructive criticism. And yet, she gets tzaras. To such a degree, the Chavetz Chaim... We say in the morning, one of the Sheitz Zechirus in the Siddur, this is what we wanted to say. Zochor, Eis Asher Osoa, v'chulei, v'chulei. The Chavetz Chaim tells us, when the person says these words, if he wants to make sure, he asks the question over there, and he says, how come a person could be saying these words, and he'll say Lashon Hara right away? Why is that? Why is it? It's like, imagine a person is taking medicine, and as soon as he takes the medicine, he gets worse. He gets sicker. Does that make sense? You go to the doctor and say, I need a new prescription. Different medicine. So the doctor will say, well, let me understand. How do you take this? How do you take the medicine? I know somebody recently who went to get a flu shot at a certain place, which will remain nameless. But, and the person, I can't imagine this, but basically the person got the flu shot at the first attempt, you know, strike one. Because the liquid, the medicine, was pouring down the arm. Didn't go in the arm. I got flu shots. I go straight inside where I go. The needle goes in, take it out, little Band-Aid, go home, arm's a little sore, and Baruch Hashem, your oven's okay. The person got the flu shot. Apparently, the medicine came out before. It was dripping down. So the lady administering the medicine said, oh, let me try again. Strike one. So... try the second time. Apparently also some of the medicine also went down the second time. The person said, okay, thank you very much. I'm going to leave. They called up their own doctor who was out of the medicine. That's why this person went to this other place. And the doctor suggested, try to get the vaccine and bring it to us. We'll give it to you. We'll get it inside the arm. Okay, so here you have the doctor says, you want to know why it's not working? You're not taking the medicine right. This is what you have to do. Get the medicine inside the body. The Chafetz Chaim tells us, if a person says the words, Zohar Eis Asher, remember what Hashem did to Miriam, but they don't really internalize what Hashem really did, they're not going to take the medicine right. The antidote's going to look It'll drip down the arm and get it all dirty, but it's not going inside your body. What do you have to do? We just sent a paragraph earlier. Bodad Yeshev, a person has to internalize all of Klal Yisrael. You have 600,000 men between the age of 20 and 60. You have men over that age. You have men younger than 20. You have women and children in the millions. We're talking the millions of people. Everyone stops and waits and does not travel because Miriam HaNeviah is a Mitzayra. Could you imagine the busha? I'm just saying this to myself. I'm thinking of tremendous busha. If I do something wrong, the last thing I want is everybody to know about it.
Yes.
Is that right? Yeah. Who's going to come in here and say, you know, I mean, yesterday someone told me a story where he forgot to destroy, he came home from Eretz Yisrael, he had a bagel in a black bag, put it on the table, comes Pesach time, he starts moving stuff around on his desk. He's like, hey, what's this? On Pesach, a bagel. From Eretz Yisrael, holy bagel, right? So he destroyed it in Chol HaMoed, fine, this and that. And then he told me, to top it off, after he destroyed everything, was an ash, he took it and put it into a garbage can, and he starts walking away, and then everything, the ash wasn't put out, so the whole garbage can starts going on fire. So it's, certain people have certain, talents. Yeah, this, okay, you could say over a story like this, Baruch Hashem was a happy ending. In general, we want to try to hide our mistakes. And just like, do tshuva, go on, and here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu publicizes it to all of Klal Yisrael. There are other steps that take place through the whole process of what happened with Miriam. So the Chafetz Chaim tells us, you want to make sure that this antidote of Zohar, Eis Asher, also remember what Hashem did to Miriam? Make sure you get the vaccine inside the arm. Not that it's dripping down the arm. Make sure you do it properly. Make sure you say the words with all the steps that are included. I'm saying this to myself because I try to say this pasuk, and it's right at the end of davening. It's after Aleinu already, and I have to kavana. I have to kavana when I say this, right? I have to have kavana when I say this. Zocher is asher also at the end of davening, right? Now, that being said, the Sifri is telling us when it says he shamar b'nega tzaras, then it says after Zocher is asher also. Remember what Hashem did to Miriam. The connection is because she was punished because she spoke Lashon Hara. And now we're telling us, Davar Acher, that she spoke Lashon Hara just between her and Hashem. And Hashem. Hashem heard this. She didn't publicize it to everybody. Al haskamu v'kamu, as David brought out, hamedaber b'gnus chaveroi b'rabim al haskamu v'kamu. Real, real, as David is saying, juicy Lashon Hara. The Gamdarshu, furthermore, it says Vayikra Abba, Parashat Tezayin, Al Apostolic, and says in Koheles, Al Tite in Espicha, Lachti is Pisarecha. Person has to be careful not to cause his mouth to sin, which will in effect cause his body to be punished. What does it mean, Al Tite in Espicha, Lachti is Pisarecha? You should be careful. Don't give your mouth to sin, lachtis b'sarecha, to cause pain to your body. Al toimar, don't say lashon hara b'ficha, lahanish kol b'sarecha b'chet zeh. Don't say lashon hara with your mouth, which will in effect cause your body to be punished. Rabbonon pasri hamikra hazeh b'miriam. Chazal explained this pasuk in Koheles. Perik Hey, Pasuk Hey, Al Titein Es Picho, Lachti Es Besarecho, is referring to Miriam. Al Titein Es Picho, Zu Miriam. Dichsiv, it says in Bamidbar Yubayz Yud, Vihine Miriam Mitzaras Kasholeg. Miriam is in Mitzaras Kasholeg. We know what snow is. We have some snow outside today. It's very visible what this Tzaras is. The one who can see it. Va'al Toimai Lefnei HaMaloch. What does it mean when the pasuk says, "Don't say in front of the malach"? Zeh Moshe shenemar vayishlach malach vayotzieinu mimitzrayim. And he sent the malach and he took it out of Mitzrayim. There's Moshe. What does it mean, Kishkogogi? That it's a Shkogosh, Nemar, Ashonoyalnu, Vashachatonu. Why should Hashem be angered by your voice? It refers to Hashem displayed anger against them and they parted. That Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his Shechina departed. Hashem displayed anger, and he vayichar af Hashem vayelech, and he went away. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees Lashon Hara is being spoken, he goes away from that scenario. We said earlier that the Ikar Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to be Shaira, his Shechina should be dwelling with us. When people speak Lashon Hara, Hashem says, Ein ani v'hu yuchad el nadar, we can't stay together. We can't stay together. V'chibas masa yodeha, v'yodecha, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, what does it mean? Why should Hashem be angered by your speech and destroy the work of your hands? V'chibel es ma'aseh yadecha and destroy the work of your hands. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, b'fi achata b'chol eiver alaku. In regards to Miriam, she sinned with her mouth. So, if a person sins with their mouth, we should expect midah k'neged midah. They should be punished by their mouth. Why is it that the whole entire body? Why is it the whole body, v'chol ivarei alaku, why is it the whole body gets saras? Shenemar, it says, v'anon sar mi'al oyel, v'nei Miriam. And behold Miriam, that it says by the pasuk, that the Shechina left the Mishkan. And Miriam's body was as white as snow. Why? Because she had saras. Haduhu dichsiv, that's what it says. Al titein es picho lachti es besarecha, shemim pivol ushoinoi. This is the meaning of the pasuk in Koheles. Don't allow your mouth to cause you to sin against your own body. Don't allow your mouth to sin against your whole entire body. We're discussing here the tremendously severe punishment that comes with Lashon Hara. Shlom Melch tells us in Mishlei, Chaf Aleph, Chaf Gimel, that one who disciplines his mouth and tongue will save his soul from tragedies. Shom Yer Piv, one who guards himself, will Lashoinoi, and his mouth and his tongue, Shom Piv, Lashoinoi, Shom Yer Tzoras Navshoi, he will guard himself from tragedy. Furthermore, V'gayasinam Be'ila Dvarim Rabba, Parsha Vav. So, we're not learning Medrash Rabba written today, but we'll have a Medrash Rabba here in front of us. Amar Rav Chagai, Rav Chagai says, "Ein hanegoyim boyin el aloshen hara." The negoyim, the afflictions befall a person because of the chait of loshen hara. Rabbanan Amri, the Chachamim tell us, "Teida licha shukein." You should know that this is true. Sharin Miriam had tzedekes. Miriam, the tzedekes. Chazal tell us of a tzedekes she was. This that she spoke about her brother Moshe Rabbeinu, Karvu Bo HaNegoyim, as a consequence of this, she was punished with Negoyim, with these afflictions of Tzeras. Shnemar Zochor Is Asher Oso Hashem Lekecho. Remember what Hashem did, Hashem your God did to Miriam, Baderech, on the road. And this is what the Chofetz Chaim elaborates on. It's Baderech. They all stopped. When? Betzeischem in Mitzrayim. They were leaving Mitzrayim. They had a path. They had a destination to get to. The GPS is programmed. Everything stopped. There's a halt. Zesh Omar Kosov in Tehillim Nun Chof. This is what David Melach tells us. You sit. Teishev. Barachicha. You sit. Barachicha tedabe beben imecha. Imcha titen doifi, you sit, you speak against your brother, and you bring contempt to your mother's son. Teishe b'achicha tzedaber b'ven imcha titen doifi. What does this mean? Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omar, Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, If you accustom yourself to speak lashon hara, to speak against your brother, your paternal brother, that is from your father, your brother from your father, a half brother, but not from your mother's brother, your brother not from your mother's side. Eventually, beben imcha to daber doifin. Eventually, you will also come to speak lashon hara from your mother's son. She called me shemaloi liboi ledaber b'misha godlo mimenu. Any person who comes to speak against someone who is godlo mimenu, who is greater than him, goyrim ro'o la'atzmoi shikruvu boi hanegoyim. He causes bad to come to himself. Anyone who has this chutzpah, this audacity, to come to speak in someone who is greater than him, which is something totally forgotten in this society, that there's something called someone who's older to give that respect. If you don't believe this to be true, Hare Miriam at Tzedekes, this is by Miriam at Tzedekes, Simen l'chol bali loshen hara, havi zachar isa she'osa Hashem l'kecha l'miriam. This is a reminder when Hashem is taking the pasuk in the Torah and reminding all of us, this is the tzadekas Miriam. But she's speaking about Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is not to be had. Amar Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says, Uma Miriam Atzadekes, Shalonis Kavno, he tells us right here, Lame Lashon Hara, David, this is what you're talking about. She did not intend to speak Lashon Hara. Her intentions were positive. Eladibra Bishvil Achia Letoivasoi Kach. And she spoke with compassion and for positive purposes. Nonetheless, Oysun Harishoyim. Those Rishoyim, those evil people, says Rav Shimon, who their intention is to speak lashon hara on their friends, to literally cut off their lives, to cut their lives short. How much more so? Mida keneged mida sheyachtoich hakadosh baruch hu es l'shoinom, hakadosh baruch hu will cut off their tongues. Shenemar, as it says in Tehillim, Yachreis Hashem. Hashem will cut off. He will cut short their tongues. Kol sisei chalokos. Hashem will cut off the tongues of those who are smooth talkers. Sisei chalokos. Chalok is smooth. The smooth talkers. And you know what? Many times you have the people who have this koyach hadibur. The koyach hadibur, power of speech, to use speech. Very smooth talkers. Very sharp, smooth, quick with the tongue. And they use it incorrectly. Let's see if we can finish the parak. Gamatzinu, we also find shamaraglim by the meraglim. The spies, ba'avon lashon hara, meisu b'misa mishuna. Because of the chait of lashon hara, they died a very terrible, horrible death. A unique misa mishuna. We don't find another misa like this, another death like this that discusses this in the Torah, at least. Kimoshikasuv, it tells us in Soita daf lamed hei, brings the pasuk in Bamidbar, Yudalad Lamazayin. Vayamusu ha'anoshim moitziei dibas haaretz ra'ah. And these people who spoke lashon hara, those men who spoke badly about the land of Eretz Israel, they died. Amar Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Reish Lakish tells us, shemesu b'misa mishuna. They died a very unusual death. What is this unusual death? Of Amru Shom B'Gemara. Melamed Shinishtar Beiv L'Shoinim V'Nofal Al Taburom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished them. Such a Misa Mishuna. It's hard to say the words. It's hard to translate the words even. The Gemara says that their tongues became longer. Their tongues were lengthened until they reached the navels, and worms emerged from their mouths and entered into their tongues. Vayutayloim yoitzim yipiem v'nichnasim b'lashoinam v'milashoinam nichnasim v'taburam. And then from the tongues, these worms burrowed their ways into the navels. They used their tongues incorrectly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises a land to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And this is the land of Eretz Yisrael. And the Meraglim go there, and as the Sefer Mesias HaSharim tells us, the Ramchal tells us in the Mesias HaSharim, which we learned, that one of the reasons why the Meraglim came to speak Lashon Hara was because of the Yetzirah of Kavod. They said, I'm a Nasi now. They thought, if I'm a Nasi, once we go into Eretz Yisrael, I won't be needed anymore. This was their mistake. I won't be a Nasi. I won't be have this great Kavod. No, I come into the room, people stand up for me. I come into the room, you know, I get my picture in Yated and Amadiyah. And other magazines, that's what they were thinking. I'm going to lose all this Kavod. Oh, but if I'm still in the Midbar, I'll be the Nasi. Sounds far-fetched. This is what the Ramchal tells us. One of the reasons why they came to speak Lashon Hara. Because of the Yitzhara of Kavod. To such a degree, their tongues became longer and worms entered them. Eventually they killed them. V'amrin be'erchin, the Gemara tells us, Bo yure'ei, come and see. How bad the power of Moitzi Shemra is. Where do you see this from? Minolon, Mimeraglim. You want to know how bad Moitzi Shemra is? To say this Shemra, a bad thing? On something? On someone? From Mimeraglim. Ma, Moitzi Shemra, Allah Eitzin Va'avonim Kach. This Mitzvah Mishuna was from who? Was when the Meraglim spoke about Eitzin Vavonim, about the trees, about the land, the stones of Eretz Yisrael. Hamoitzi Shemra al Chaveroi, al Chaskam Vekama. One that speaks Moitzi Shemra on his friend, how much more so? This person will be punished. The person has emotions. You know, we cover up the challah. We cover up the challah so that the challah should not be embarrassed because we don't make Kiddush on the challah first. We don't either make the bracha and the challah first. Now, what happens if the salt is missing on the table? What happens if the knife is missing from the? You know? So, many times the wife sits on the opposite end of the table. A person might think, oh, it's our fault. Well, why didn't she put it on the table? You know, sometimes I'm talking to myself. Sometimes we should put a mirror in front of us. And whose fault is it? The mirror's fault. What do we see in the mirror? We see ourselves. Take a look before you wash. I'm talking to myself now. You know, this is what I try to do. I try to take a look before I wash. And if it's not there, so get it. So I should go get it. Finished. You know, when I would see many times in the Bachar, many times, whatever, you go to different places, and you see that, you know, people wash, and all of a sudden they start looking. It's like B'dikas Chametz now. I mean, the Chametz they see, it's right in front of them. But they're looking for everything else, looking for the salt, looking for the knife. You pick everything up, can't find it. Well, because it's not there, that's why they can't find it. So, and then there's the whole question, hefsek, this, that. Right? We all know the famous story where the husband gets all upset. Oh, where's the salt? Right? It's just a marshal. I hope it's just a marshal. You know, I have to cut the challah. In the meantime, why is the challah covered? Not to embarrass the wife. And what's he doing? Embarrassing the wife, right? So, the Yetzirah has his ways, even when it comes to religiosity, to attack us and say, of course you're doing the right thing. It's for a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Right, you have to kiss the Sefer Torah. So you got to run to kiss the Sefer Torah. Now, you gave three black eyes and two elbows to people, but it's a mitzvah. So you should have moved aside. Don't they realize? Zari is Jesus. I got a rock on. Right? Of course, a little ridiculous what I'm saying. So here, the Chofetz Chaim is ending, bringing this Gemara, concluding the parak, and telling us, where do we see the power of Lashon Hara? Where can we look to see the punishment from the Meraglim? Ma mighty shemra alaitzim va'avonim kach. If a person speaks mighty shemra, he's mighty, which means he gives off, says, gives something out, a shemra, a bad thing. On stones, on the challah, on wood, on the trees. This is such a punishment. How much more so the tzelem lakim on the image of Hashem, to one to say lashon hara on the image of Hashem, which is imbued in every single person. How much shemer al chaveray al chaskama kama. He calls concludes the Chavetz Chaim. Nuchal lilmoid goydel ha'inush shenenu she'adam b'negoyim ushar anoshim avor zeh. A person can understand the tremendous punishment that a person is punished with afflictions and other punishments. So shar anshim avor zeh amameila yuvan lakol. And we clear to everyone, midah tova hamaruba l'mishashomer atzmoim avon zeh. How we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards tremendously for those who do good and positive. Meila yuvan lakol midah tova hamaruba, the midah tova, which is even greater. L'mishashomer atzmoim avon zeh, for one who guards himself from this chait of lashon hara. Thank you.